Governor Newsom signed Assembly Bill 179 on Monday in Oakland, which, according to a press release from the governor, quote, modernizes how California finances and delivers affordable housing and builds on the governor's efforts that have reversed decades of inaction on housing and homelessness, end quote. These reforms are part of a balanced budget that promises a $0 deficit in 2026 and 2027 while still protecting current crucial programs. Notably, the legislature aims to reduce the cost of building affordable housing by an estimated $60,000 per unit through financing reforms, which will allow state housing funds to finance significantly more housing projects. The bill also puts a disaster rebuilding fund in place, directing $100 million to helping homeowners rebuild after natural disasters. One of the administration's most significant affordability proposals is a reduction in impact fees, which are one-time charges on new construction that average about $37,000 for a single-family home, used to fund infrastructure and other public service projects. Newsom noted their role in the rising affordability crisis and says he saw their influence firsthand.
Remember, I was a mayor. You know, I saw, dare I say, I may have even participated in a little bit of the abuse in that respect. And I use that word intentionally because it started to get a little abusive. And for too long, we've been complicit. We've been passive. We've been indulgent. Impact fees tend to be solving a lot of other problems, but it's not solving this problem. It's not solving the issue that we claim is a crisis, but we're not acting as if it is because we're not resolving it. And so you've got some cities and counties, these impact fees are comical. They're outrageous. It makes it quite literally impossible to develop an affordable unit.
According to the governor's office, streamlining laws put in place since 2019 have cut the average time from proposing plans to receiving final approval from 160 days to 68 days in 2024, a statistic the governor highlighted numerous times Monday morning. For KPFA, I'm Amina Gordon.